Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
What is up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Stick with us for the next 180 minutes. For those who are mathematically challenged, that's the next 3 hours. And hey, if you're not any good in math, maybe you didn't pay attention in school because all you thought about was sports. Well, we got the show for you. We're not going to judge you. We're not going to ridicule you. If sports is your life, just kick it with us for the next 3 hours right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83.
Yes. What'd you say, 180 seconds? I used to say that all the
minutes.
Oh,
you
minutes.
You were one of those who was mathematically challenged.
I used to tell my ex-wife to hang with me for the next 180 seconds. And you know what? She couldn't do it.
I knew that was coming.
You already knew it, right? You already knew it. Hey, I was going to ask you, what's today? Wednesday? I'm confused.
Wednesday. It's a worship Wednesday.
It's a worship Wednesday. Still trying to get Chris accustomed to the time changes and everything, you know, like still feels weird because I was about over 3 or 4 time changes, you know, going to Dubai and flying 15 hours. So I'm still a little mixed up.
I'll tell you what was a little weird. For those who are fans of First Things First, my TV show on Fox Sports 1, with Kevin Wilds and Nick Wright, and obviously we had Jenna Wolf in the past. We are coming back. We've been off for about 2-3 weeks.
Oh, and, have you been off? I didn't even realize that long.
Yeah, we're off there this week. We were off last week, and I was off the week before.
Right.
I think that's what it is. But we are coming back on FS1 at a new time, 3 o'clock Eastern time in the afternoon, 3 to 4:30, and we will be on from 12 to 1:30 Pacific time. Rob, I'm overjoyed. No more 4:30 wake up calls, so I'm excited. We did a dress rehearsal today where we did a full show, and I tell you, getting back, I brought it up because you mentioned just feeling weird.
Right.
This is the first time we were in the studio for like 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time, I bet.
So that was a bit, weird, you know, which I'm glad we're having these dress rehearsals. It's good. So I'm looking forward to the show. And all you out there, 3 to 4:30 Eastern on FS1, first things first.
I do have one beef to pick with the show.
Okay.
Why is it still first things first?
Yeah, they thought about changing the name.
I would have changed the name.
I don't know why they didn't. I'm glad they kept it because I like it better than the name that they were thinking of. But I think we, you know, I assume they felt like, and I certainly felt like we had built a brand, you know. The ratings for the show have jumped the last year. And I think people, you know, it's a brand. First Take is on. It's not the First Take. It's after Get Up. It's after other shows. So I'm fine with it. I'm glad they kept the brand.
I don't know what the other name was. So I'm not saying I would pick that name, but I would have thought about it.
They did think about it.
Yeah, because it's a, you know, morning show. First things first made sense. The first show, right. If you tune in on Fox, you know what I mean? It's the first thing you would get. So it made sense. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But I'll be expecting you to be glued to your TV.
I never miss First Things First in the afternoon.
See, here we go.
Well, I said the afternoon.
All right, we got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. USC Chris again in for the vacationing. The ever vacationing Alex the vegan or ex-vegan. I'm not sure where he is at that.
No, he's ex right now. He's had enough he has enough ribs. To last a lifetime, okay?
So absolutely, absolutely. Super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, you heard him, the loquacious one, Brian Finley. Rob, let's get to it, a topic near and dear to your heart.
We talked about it yesterday.
Judge, yes, Aaron Judge hit number 51 last night. And you said you think he hit 64. I hope you're right. I said 61. I hope I'm wrong because I'd like to see him, you know, get well into the 60s.
Right.
Certainly, I'd love to see him at least pass Roger Maris. If it's just 62, fine. But I don't know. For some reason, 61 stuck in my head. But here's what I want to throw at you because a lot of people are talking about this now. He's got plenty of time. It looks like he will. He's on pace to get 63. So let's put it that way.
Before you make your point, here's the other thing. 32 games left, including tonight's game in Anaheim, right? 32 games.
Right.
16 at Yankee Stadium. That's a home run friendly park. Right. That's a lot of games at Yankee Stadium. Yep. I think that bodes well for him. If you told me he only had 8 games at Yankee Stadium or something like that, that might be different. 16 home games left.
Rob G, see if you can look up the breakdown. Do you know it, Rob? Has he hit more? I'm sure he's hit more, I would assume, at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. But I don't know what it is, but that would be good to know. Yeah.
Yeah, see if you can find that out. But here's the question I want to throw at you, Rob. If he, because we know Barry Bonds holds the record with 73.
Right.
And we have said it, this is not a revelation. We have said if he hits 60 home runs, he will be the first player to hit 60 since Roger Maris did it 60 years ago without the taint or without the
questions
stench, yes, of PED use hanging over his head. We all know, let's face it, Barry Bonds used PEDs when he hit 73. We know Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were using it when they hit 60 a few times, 60 plus, right? A few times. So I think it's significant that he could get to 60 and there's no thought right now of him being on PEDs, and hopefully he is clean.
As you know, so they test because that's how they caught Tatis.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's why I'm always like, Don't put people's names attached to anything. You know what I mean? Because they're testing Chris, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
And he's been clean. So
there's no reason. Yep. You know, I definitely don't think people should walk around feeling like, oh, he's using. He's
right.
Yeah. You know, I would not say that. But here's what I want to ask you, Rob. If he breaks Maris's 61, if he gets 62, 63, 64, as you predicted, would you consider him the home run king?
For a single season, you mean,
for a
right?
season, yeah.
No way, no how. It would be a crowning achievement for Aaron Judge. I'd have the ultimate respect that he went over 60 home runs. It's very difficult to do. But I'm not going to rewrite the baseball record books. When I look on the baseball records, Barry Bonds has the record for a single season, 73. And that's what I'm going by. Barry Bonds is the home run king with 766. That's what I'm going on. And here's my problem I have where people want to discount Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and all the players who played during that era. I beg to differ that they were not the only people juicing. That the pitchers that they faced, many of them were juicing as well. As we know, Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit, who are two of the best pitchers during that era. So I can't sit here and handpick and just say Barry Bonds and those guys, none of the things that they did were good, but we know that they were facing pitchers on the juice. I'm here to tell you, Chris, I believe it was more of an equal playing field, even though everybody didn't get caught. I want you to do your homework. I want you to go and Google players who were suspended for PED use. Guess what? More pitchers have been suspended in baseball history for PED use than hitters because it's used as a recovery and pitching a baseball is unnatural.
Right.
Chris, you've been in the clubhouse. You've seen a guy after he's pitched a game. Have you seen his shoulder?
It looks ice all over it.
Right. Well, but you know what I mean because right. it's an unnatural. Yes.
Absolutely.
So I will respect Aaron Judge for what he's able to accomplish. I believe he's going to break Roger Maris's mark. And there's nothing wrong with talking about Roger Maris's mark for people because it's still significant over 60. But
right.
I will not replace Barry Bonds as the single season home run king because 73 juice. I just think that there were more players using juice than just Barry Bonds. I can't discount them.
Well, look, I'm with you in that I consider Bonds the home run king, the record. I don't think of it like I think of Hank Aaron because it always, you know, when I think, yeah, he's the home run king, there's always the next thought.
No, I get
you know, that.
That's fair.
Well, we know he was juicing. I mean,
that's
there's
fair.
Just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I am with you in that you just can't. I mean, it is what it is. They've kept him out of the Hall of Fame, fine. But we all saw him. We all know how great he was. And he is the home run king. I mean, it's in the record books. And if you want to get really deep and complicated with this topic, Rob, I mean, you and I have talked about it before. Guys, don't think guys in the 70s weren't doing stuff.
Thank you. Thank you,
Chris. There's stories,
Broussard.
Right, about, you know, I mean, at the very least, the greenies, the green pills
right?
they would grab. Yeah, amphetamines. Those are PEDs now.
Those are stimulants.
Those are forbidden, right.
Yes.
And dudes were doing that all the time. And maybe even Hank Aaron, for all we know, right?
Because we don't know.
In the
right.
70s,
could,
right, we don't know.
They said they used to be out, Chris, like a bowl of M&Ms.
Yes.
And people would just grab them.
Right. So, and we know pitchers were doing it as well and doing other stuff. So, it's not new. Obviously, the complexities maybe how strong they are. I don't know if that's gotten better or not, but that's not new. But I'm with you. I think Bonds is the home run king, and that's how I'll view it. I don't celebrate the mark as much as I would, had there not been that stench. But I'm not about to start acting like Aaron Judge. Like, I'll celebrate him beating Maris.
Right. I think that's an accomplishment, right?
And really talk about it. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's enough to even win him the MVP.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people talking about how close it is now with Ohtani. But I will not view it as the record, because I think Bonds holds the record. It's as simple as that.
Hey, Chris, last night, I don't know if you saw the highlight of Judge's home run, but the last two nights where he's hit home runs in Anaheim, it sounds like Yankee Stadium. I don't know if you can hear it on Rob G.
Well, everybody's cheering for him now.
Yeah. Can you hear the sound? Can we play the home run from last night? Let's hear it.
1-2. Hit well to right. Aaron Judge has done it again. Number 51 for Judge. He's 10 away from Roger Maris. It's a three-run shot.
You hear that crowd, Chris?
Open it up. It's 7-2.
Well, look, their team is out of it. You know what I mean? They just want to see great things happen. But I think, Rob, that is emblematic. You heard what the announcer said. He's 10 away from Roger Maris. Like,
the countdown.
That is because a lot of people do consider, and I'm not even mad at them for considering Maris's mark, the 61, the record. But I officially will stick with Bonds. It's similar to we talked about the NBA top 75 team. Yep. We have some issues with it, right? Anthony Davis, too early. I don't think Dame should be on there. They got 77 guys, right? 76 guys, I think. But it is what it is. I mean, the Athletic, ESPN, my partner Nick, right? Everybody's put out a top 75, right? But the official list is what the NBA has, period.
No doubt. And
so, that's what we're going with, and I feel the same way with Bonds.
No doubt. When you look it up, go look it up. There's no asterisk next to his name, Chris. Right. There's nothing. He's the home run king, and if you want to say you're not counting it or dispute it, if you knew, and I'd be the first one, if I knew every pitcher Bonds faced, Chris, was not on the juice and he was the only one, I got it. I don't have a test from back then on everybody. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I go as far as you. I mean, I hear your point. Others were cheating. He was cheating. Others were cheating. I don't kind of absolve him, and I'm not saying you are, but I just more, my view is more, hey, the Major League Baseball has not stripped him of that 73, and so that's the official mark, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. If Bond passes Roger Maris and hits more than 61 homers, will you consider him, not Barry Bonds, the single-season home run king? Your turn to weigh in, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? if you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Will Aaron Judge be the new single season home run king if he hits 62 homers and not 74? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Jax in Kansas City. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
What up, Rob? Thanks for taking my call, bro. What's going on, Noob?
What's up, Noob? How are you?
I'm real good. Hey, have you checked out Fred Hammond's latest project, Sunday Morning Fred?
No. How is it?
It's off the chain, bro. You're going to absolutely love it. And one of our frat brothers, our frat brothers is also my pastor, is all over the album, Bishop Cortez Vaughn.
What's his name?
Bishop Cortez Vaughn.
Okay, I'm going to check both him and Fred Hammond out. That's good. I love Fred Hammond.
I love Fred Hammond, bro. Hey, there's no doubt, man. If Judge does his thing, it is a very respectable accomplishment. You feel me? But you just can't take it away from Barry. I mean, that's the thing about baseball through whether you're talking about before the black players were able to play or the dead ball era or
high mound
era.
High mound era, which Sandy Koufax pitched in, right?
Right.
Right.
That's very true. That's a good point, Rob.
That's one thing that at least I can say baseball has always been true to is the numbers and the history of the game. And you got to just ride with it, man. And until you hit somebody hit 74, then, you know, it's going to be Barry Bonds.
Jax, great point.
Yep.
And he's right, Chris. He's right on the money. There's different eras. Do we discount Babe Ruth's numbers? He didn't play against black or Latin players.
We know he did not play against all the best players in the world.
Right.
And it's not like saying, oh, but they didn't lay, you know, no Asian, Japanese players were playing. That wasn't as much because of discrimination. I mean, they weren't in the country as much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
but black and Latin players,
right,
couldn't play.
So it's different. No, you're right. That's the thing too with the Hall of Fame, with keeping Bonds and
Clemens
and all these guys out of the Hall of Fame, right? I mean, you mentioned Koufax with the higher mound.
It was
an advantage, obviously.
Chris, there was 1 year in the American League, and not that
he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
No,
he was
a great pitcher, but
his numbers at all. We don't even really factor that in. You know what I mean?
We don't even talk about
numbers, right?
And if I were to tell you this, Chris. In 1 year in the American League, only one play, because of the high mound, when Denny McClain pitched and guys like that, and Bob Gibson pitched in that era, he was unhittable, those guys, right?
Yep.
No, there was only one player in the American League who hit over 300 for the entire year, Chris. Only one.
Wow.
It was Carl Yastrzemski. I think he batted 301. Nobody hit over that. I wish somebody would call him with the year that was. I can't remember. But that is an incredible stat. 877-99 on Fox if
and
you
Rob,
want to squeeze
to your
one
point,
more in.
We asked the question about how many homers Judge has hit, you know, in Yankee Stadium. 27 in Yankee Stadium, 24 on the road. So
it's
a little
pretty
bit
balanced.
Of advantage,
yeah,
but yeah, it's basically balanced.
But
all
you
right,
know what
got,
I mean? It's just that stadium is home run friendly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got Darryl Strawberry, 3-time World Series champion, coming up next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a 3-time World Series champion, friend of the show, friend of both of ours, and we love having him on. We're glad to have him. The one and only Darryl Strawberry. Darryl, how are you?
What's up, Chris and Rob? How are you brothers doing?
Man, Straw, we are doing great. Great to hear you. And
yes.
To have you on a program as usual. And I want to start, Chris. Straw, you were in New York last weekend. They had Old Timers Day at Citi Field. Man, what a cast of former players, you and Doc and Cleon. Who else was there? There were all kinds of players from all eras. What was that like, and did you have a lot of fun taking part in that?
I would just have to say it was a phenomenal time to be back in Queens and, you know, just a lot of players that represented the Mets and that played over the years. You know, some great players, you know, Reyes and, you know, Ray Knight and Kevin Mitchell. And you just go down the line, you know, from different years of players, Piazza, myself, Gooden, you know, the 86 Mex, Hernandez we're talking about, and Darling. And, you know, Roger, I got a chance to see a lot of guys that I played with and got to see a lot of guys that I didn't play with, but got a chance to watch them play going through the Mets organization. So I think the new owner, Steve, is doing a phenomenal job. Him and his wife, Alex, they're doing a phenomenal job of interacting the former players with the fans and bringing back the history, I think, is more important. You know, when you talk about baseball has history, and the Mets had not done that for many years, bringing back the history of players that wore a Met uniform.
It was amazing. I want to follow up with this, and this is not – I'm not asking you. This is my opinion – because I wrote a column about it, but it was nice. They surprised everybody, Chris, when they retired Willie Mays' number out of the blue. Willie Mays played 2 years with the Mets in 72 and 73. He was a New York Giant and, of course, a San Francisco Giant and a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest 3 or 4 players Straw has ever played. But I wrote a column for Deadspin saying that, you know, your number should be retired. Are you still hopeful – that that will happen in, you know, in the near future.
Well, hopefully one day, you know, it will come to pass. You know, I got a lot of history in Queens, and, you know, remember coming to the organization when it was a last place organization and winning Rookie of the Year and then going from there, going forward and really having some great years. You know, my best years of playing baseball was there in Queens. So, you know, hopefully, but when you look at the history of, you know, great players like Willie Mays, you have nothing but respect. I have respect for the legends of the game that played in the time that they played. They didn't make a lot of money, but they were phenomenal players. You think about Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, all these guys that really opened the door for a player of color to be able to play. You know, Roberto Clemente. You think about guys like that that, you know, really made a statement that, you know, players of color could play at this level too and be great and be successful. And Willie Mays was a great player, you know, and you never take anything away from a guy like him. If you're going to retire his number, you need to retire around the whole league. Nobody should be wearing 24 again because of who Willie Mays is.
Daryl, I don't know. This might be like picking your favorite child, but I wanted to ask you because you played with four teams. You won championships with both New York teams, the Yankees and the Mets. I think of you more as a Met. Obviously, I remember well your Yankees years and even the Dodgers and all that. But I think of you more as a Met. As you said, those were your best individual seasons, and you did win a World Series with them. What do you think of yourself more as a Met or not?
Oh, no question. I do think of myself more as a Met, you know, because of the fact of coming through the organization from the minor leagues and, you know, going through that whole process, which wasn't easy. And when you look back on that and you think about the times of maybe quitting, you know, because of playing in the minor leagues and, you know, going through Lynchburg, Virginia and being, you know, called out of your name and, you know, racial things being said to you. And you're like 19 years old and you think about, hey, do I really want to do this or not? And but sticking with it and then getting, you know, to the big leagues and being able to be successful at the big leagues and realizing what it's like to play in New York, the atmosphere, the fans and everything, it could be very challenging, you know, because the fact if you don't produce there, you know, they can run you out of town if your backbone is not strong enough. So I think my backbone was strong enough to be able to play and play in Queens and perform at the highest level and be able to win in 86 and just accomplishing all the things that I were able to accomplish in a place like that. It's very hard to do. I think people think, well, it's very easy just to go in there and play and not have the pressure and the expectations. Well, when you go into the clubhouse and you got 50 reporters in the clubhouse every day looking for a story, it's a whole different atmosphere than anywhere
you
else.
You got people like Rob Parker
trying
to
right.
get you.
No, hey, you know what?
Story.
hey, but
no, Rob. Hey. Rob was the best. Rob was the best. He was easy. He was one of the easy guys around the clubhouse.
hey, I was young then, Daryl. We were like the same age back then. And for people who don't know, we've mentioned this before. But the first professional athlete I ever interviewed was Daryl Strawberry. And I was in college in 1983. I still have that picture. And I still remember that day. And Strawberry was a rookie and when you first came up. But let me ask you, you were talking about playing in New York. Aaron Judge, let's go there. Hit home run number 51 on Tuesday night. And, you know, he's in range to now get past Roger Maris. He's now projected to have 63 home runs. Talk about Aaron Judge betting on himself, playing it with the Yankees in the Bronx and under the pressure of New York and performing and having the season that he's had.
I like the idea of him betting on himself. You know, who better know yourself than anybody else? You know yourself better than anybody else do, you know, regardless of what kind of seasons you've had before, and you've had some cup and nagging injuries and stuff like that. But he's betting on himself to stay healthy, to be able to show you what kind of player I really am. And that's guts. You know, you got to be able to have some guts to be able to do that. Because most guys would roll over and take the deal and probably go for the contract and everything, but he didn't. So I like the way he gambled on himself. And then he gets the chance to put it in your face and say, look, I could play here. I could play anywhere, but I'd rather play here because I like it here. And just to show you what type of player I am, I'm not only going to put up big numbers hitting home runs and playing well. But I'm going to play center field for you, too, just to show you that I'm an all-around player. So I have a lot of respect for a young player like that who, you know, has bet on himself and believed in himself, because the game is truly all about believing in yourself and what you're going to do during the course of 6 months, 162 ball games. You're not going to be great every day, but if I know if I play consistently throughout this season, I can put up some big numbers. So I have to applaud him for that.
Darryl, he's on pace to hit 63 homers. We know Roger Maris hit 61. Barry Bonds hit 73. But there, a lot of people are talking about Judge. Like, if he breaks Maris's 61,
not
he
Chris
will
and I,
be
though.
The home run king. Right. We still give it to Bonds. We understand the situation. I do think Bonds used the PEDs. But I still consider that the record. Where are you at on that? Will you feel like Judge kind of has the record if he does 61? Because everybody else, McGuire, Bonds, Sosa, that beat 61, you know, there's the cloud of PED use hanging over them.
Well, there's a cloud of hanging over those players, of course. But let me tell you something about playing baseball. Barry Bonds is the best player I've ever seen play baseball.
Yeah,
you know, a guy that could do
it. We agree with you, Straw.
A guy that can do everything on the field. So he, you know, whatever the case was, you know, with steroids and everything, he didn't need that to even get into that because of who he was. And, you know, him to, you know, hit that many home runs, let me tell you, you got to be able to still do it no matter what. You know, you're going to be stronger or whatever it did for those guys, made them stronger, and, you know, maybe they just hit the ball a little further. But Aaron Judge is, you know, in a different kind of class of his own now, you know, and you think of the times of them playing and the difference with the ballparks, you know, are different compared to some of the bigger, larger ballparks we played back in those days. But he's a legit home run hitter. There's some guys that will hit home runs because of the parks be a little bit smaller, maybe, whatever they say about the ball, but Aaron Judge is a legitimate home run hitter. He's going to be like that throughout his career, you know, with his size, you know, of how big he is and how strong he is, and he can hit the ball the other way out of the ballpark. Most players cannot consistently hit the ball the other way out of the ballpark. That's what makes him different than the other players.
Straw, one last thing. We got about a minute left. How come was steroids in the juice around when you were in the minor leagues? And was that ever presented to you? How come you didn't get caught up in that? I know it kind of, you know, guys got into that later, but did you see it? Did you know guys using it? And how come you never got caught up? When you came up, you were skinny as a rail, so I don't think you were doing anything.
Hey, when you can drop 25 bombs in the big leagues at a young age, that's just natural. So why even confuse yourself about where I want to hit more? If you're going to hit more, you're going to hit more. Later on in my career, I did hit more. You know, I hit 39, 39, 37. So I did have some years of hitting, you know, leading the league and with 39 home runs was a lot back in those days. So, you know, I never thought about that. I always said to myself, I'm not a home run hitter. I just hit the ball hard, and the ball just happened to go out of the ballpark. That was my whole thought process. I'm going to get two good pitches every at-bat. One of them I got to hit. If I hit it hard, it's going to do what it needs to do.
All right. That's our man, the great Darryl Strawberry. We appreciate the time, brother.
Man, y'all keep it rolling out there.
All right, man. Thank you, brother. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the iCouple, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards with cash in any amount at any time. It's easy, and it's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, vacation is over for Shekel City. Give your boys some props. Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. Last
one
night, Chris.
1-2 last night?
3-0, the hat trick last night.
All right, congratulations.
3-0 last night. Yes, sir. All right, I'm feeling good about that. All right, here we go. Best bet, Dodgers at the Mets. I got the over for the run total. When it comes to the Mets, Dodgers at Citi Field in New York. Also, Yankees -195 on the money line against the Angels. And the Mariners are at the Tigers. I'm going for the under in that game. So there we go. Dodgers, Mets over in the run total. Yankees money line over the Angels. And the Mariners and Tigers going for the under. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. But my goodness gracious, 3-0 last night. Vacation is over. I'm feeling great.
okay, whatever helps you sleep at night. But anyway, we talked about this yesterday, Rob. Baker Mayfield and the report that he said he's going to F up the Browns. Well, he denied that today. And the way it went down was a reporter for an analyst for the NFL Network who was doing sideline reporting for, you know, one of the Panthers' preseason games. She said on a podcast and to ESPN.com that apparently after the Panthers beat, who was it they beat? 21-0. Mm-hmm. Whatever that was, they beat in the preseason 21-0. After that game, she went up to Baker and playfully said to him, F them up. About the Browns, like, you know, yay, when you play them, F them up, you know. I think she probably said the word. And according to her, this is her quote, he echoed it back. It was very innocuous on his part. The tone was gracious and happy and excited.
How is now, that reported as him saying that, Chris?
I know. But he denied, so here's what he says. First, I didn't say it. He said, everybody's going to write whatever story they want. There's history because I've played there the past 4 years. Right. You know, he goes on. But he denies that he said it. To me, Rob, that's – and I don't know if the reporter led people to believe he said it. But that seems like it was off the record.
Me too. That's not a quote to me. You know, like,
right.
Now, if I'm asked,
if I want to go on TV and kind of give a little insight, the most I would have done is been like, hey, I saw Baker after the game.
He's fired up.
He's right. He's ready to, he's excited about playing the Browns. You know, something like that. That's it. Or I even, joked
that wasn't
about
like a direct quote that
right.
she got. And you got to be careful.
You could
with
even
that.
Argue she kind of led him in, you know. It's
right,
like,
by saying it.
Yeah, yeah. It's because that's some, you know,
can
when
I
used to write for magazine, ESPN the magazine, you know, I would spend a lot of time with players I wrote stories on. Like
right.
Days and at their homes.
And they're saying
and,
stuff. You're not quoting
right,
everything.
Like, right. There's stuff that's just, you know is off the record. Or if it's something great and you're like, I'd ask guys sometimes, hey, could I use that? If they're like, nah, man, we just talking. You know, then I wouldn't use it.
Right, right.
But it seems to me like this was off the record.
So can I say this real quick? When I used to cover the New Jersey Nets in the old days, Chris, there was a player on the team. I'm not going to say his name, but there was a player. And all you had to do is go over and say something. And he would repeat it back.
Right.
So you would say, man, your defense was god-awful last night. And he would say, yeah, our defense was god-awful last night. Whatever you say.
I've heard other players
like that. You know
like
what
that.
I mean?
Right.
Like,
and you got
you
a great quote.
And you got a great
quote. Did you ever go up to him and say, man, the coach did a horrible job tonight. It's the Odd Couple, 2 hours left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.